XEO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The FBI has arrested a Washington State man accused of providing large amounts of chemicals to the suspect in last month's bombing in Palm Springs. Daniel Park was deported from Poland and is now in U.S. custody. The FBI's Akil Davis.
Park's social media posts indicate that he was attempting to recruit others of like-minded ideology and discuss these things on internet forums.
Democrats are doubling down on their criticism of President Trump's tax and spending bill. Senator Chuck Schumer.
There's a cold, harsh reality that this bill is just tax breaks for the ultra wealthy, paid for by gutting health care for up to 16 million Americans.
Authorities in Arkansas are still searching for an escaped killer and former police chief. They have released a rendering of what he may look like.
If he has been hiding out, his facial hair has probably grown out a little bit more. He's probably not as clean cut as he has been.
CBS News Brief. I'm Cammie McCormick.
For WXCO News, I'm Melissa Kay. When I was a kid, I thought having a scar would make me look cool. After a car accident in my early 20s that left me with several scars, I'm more interested in knowing how to properly take care of them for the best long-term results.
The healing process is probably the primary driver for how great your scar is going to do.
That's Dr. Thomas Howard, MD, FACS, and board-certified plastic surgeon at Aspyrus. Some scars will fade naturally, but others may need specialized care to achieve the best outcome. There are several types of scars.
We see patients for scars that are hyperplastic in nature. We see patients that have keloid scars. And then we see patients that have irregular scars or contracted scars.
Dr. Howard said hyperplastic scars often improve with time. Keloid scars can become firm and itchy. They may require silicone scar strips and steroid injections. Irregular or contracted scars may need revision surgery to restore both function and appearance.
Managing your incision very well up front and getting the sutures out in a timely fashion. And then when cleared by your surgeon, utilizing things such as a scar massage where we're just going to kind of rub some of that swelling and induration out of the scar tissue.
Following three essential strategies will lead to optimal scar healing, scar massage.
I usually tell people about 3 to 5 times a day for 3 to 5 minutes or so just to massage that scar.
Silicone scar strips.
Creates a wonderful environment for that scar to mature and stay hydrated.
And avoiding sunlight.
Sunscreen or hats or staying inside during intense UV times of the day.
Supporting your body's natural healing process and monitoring for signs of infection or irritation will help the healing process. I'm Melissa Kay for WXCO News.
The Milwaukee Brewers win again. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska filling in for Mike Clemens. Milwaukee defeated Cincinnati 9-1 today to take 2 of 3 games in the series. Jackson Churio had 3 hits, including a 2-run home run to help spark the Brewers' offense.
Speaking of Churio, fly ball out to right, sending Benson back. He is staring and gone. Jackson Churio hits his 10th home run of the season. And the Brewers jump out to a 3-0 lead.
That call courtesy of FanDuel Sports Wisconsin. 3 Brewers pitchers combined to allow just 4 hits and 1 run, with Quinn Priester getting the victory. It's the 9th win for the Brewers in their past 10 games. Milwaukee heads back home to play the San Diego Padres starting on Friday. With a 21-5 victory today over Messiah, UW-Whitewater clinched the Division III College Baseball Championship. It's the Warhawks' 3rd title and first since 2014. Tonight is the start of the Stanley Cup Finals between Florida and Edmonton. The NBA Finals begin tomorrow as Oklahoma City takes on Indiana. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
We are going to have a little more of that Canadian wildfire smoke in the air into this afternoon, but it's actually going to get better here later today and into later this week. Mostly sunny this afternoon, mid to upper 70s for a high tonight, clear low of 51. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action, And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
The Trump administration arresting and deporting these supposed gang members without giving them due process is one of the steps to becoming an authoritarian government.
Dale, thank you so much for the call. And again, I second all of that. Bring them all back and afford them the due process that's a part of our nation, a part of this law, and a part of our tradition in administering justice.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
President Trump is unhappy with the organization that helped him pick his Supreme Court justices. Jim Santel will be here to break that down. We'll lighten it up in hour number two with some weather and wine with Brittany Merlot. Don't miss it.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
From the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Alba Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Alba.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Alba, along with our outstanding producer-engineer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is 6 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Welcome into hour number two of the big program on this Wednesday, June 4th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite and
pump day.
How about that? The cable has brought us halfway through the work week. Little still some air quality advisories over much, if not all, of Wisconsin as those wildfires from Canada continue to rage. And it's going to be here around Wisconsin at least through today. The rain that we had overnight and still continuing in parts of Wisconsin is going to help to push that out. And hopefully the pollen as well, as my allergies continue to wreak havoc. I apologize for that. But sun is out at least partially here, Zommers, in downtown Madison through the smoke.
It sure is. Through the fire and flames, as some may say.
Fire and flames. Very good. Speaking of fire and flames, we bring on our next guest this hour. He usually joins us in hour number one, but he had a meeting, so he was so kind enough to join us here in hour number two. Pat Kreitlow was filling the spot alone, but he did a marvelous job. We have Parker Olson, our new producer for Pat's show on today. But now joining us from the wonderful suburbs of our nation's capital of Washington, D.C. No?
I don't see him.
I see him on mine.
Well, I will come in by you.
Seems to be a theme this week. We seem to be having technical difficulties, never having a difficulty. The one, the only senior advisor of the Lincoln Project, Mr. Trigvi Olson. How are you, my friend? Oh, Lord. Hang on. Apparently now there's still technical difficulties on our end as you're muted, unless there's something on your end that's muted. This is not Zommer's fault, by the way. The system in which we do this show over the video and audio portion, it's glitchy. As is, by the way, our podcast version of the show. Essentially, if you want to see the show in its full proper context, come down to State Street. We're going to do a live version out on the street later on this afternoon. This will be absolutely fantastic. Trevi can keep talking. Zommers is going to work on that. He always works his magic. Thank goodness for Zommers. He's smarter than any of these computers. See, if we just use Zommers' brain, everything would be fine, as it turns out. Can you hear me, Trevi?
I can hear you. Oh, wow. Can you hear me?
Yes, now we can hear you. Welcome in.
Zommers disappeared. It's like total anarchy.
But
I'm
look,
texting
he fixed
you.
It.
I'm
he fixed
like.
It.
Aaron. No,
it wasn't him. It's the computers, Trigvi. It's AI. That's the problem.
Aaron, can you hear me?
Yes, we're
Aaron.
Good.
Oh, good. All right.
Dale Schultz, my former boss, he'd be traveling around Southwest Wisconsin where the service, any cell service, is spotty because of the driftless hills and whatnot. And he'd want to continue the conversation and be cutting in and out. He'd say, "Bombay, this is Rangoon. Are you there?" How are you, my friend?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
I'm great now that you're here. Well, it's been
long
a great
time
show.
No talk, Todd.
I know.
I haven't seen Sommers in forever. We had that other guy. I don't even know who that guy
Sam
is.
Sam Davison.
No, I know. I'm just kidding. Sam's going off to make the world a better place by teaching.
He is.
But I'm glad Sommers is back.
Yeah.
Sommers is way better with his choice of music.
Because I listen to your recommendations.
Right, see, because he gets them from Trigby. Yeah, that's right. You're looking very pink today, Trigby. Very, very nice.
I got my red hat on.
Oh, you got...
It's not a MAGA hat.
No, it's a Wisconsin
Badger hockey hat. And I almost lost it at the rink. I left it at rink, but they knew it was mine. So, yeah.
Before we play What's Worse, I want to finish up on the story we started last hour. I think you're going to like this because this comes to us from J.R. Radcliffe. From the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Clayton Youngberg, who has hip problems. We're going to get into that in a second. But here's a guy who he started running marathons in his roundabout. 777 laps in a roundabout equals a marathon. He did a Culver's marathon where he stopped for cheese curds and ice creams at all the local branches around Wisconsin. And then he did a quick trip marathon in which he only rehydrated using items found inside various quick trip locations on his route. And then another adventure fueled by brats and non-alcoholic beer. And he put this on TikTok and socials, and it's blowing up. And people are loving this all around the country, this very Wisconsin-focused stuff. Isn't that great?
First of all, he only stopped at Quick Trip. They have Gatorade at Quick Trip. I don't understand what's impressive about the Quick Trip part. Now, the brats and non-alcoholic beer, that's pretty good.
Yeah, but I think it's all great. But here's
And honestly, if some guy ran around the roundabout in my neighborhood 780 times, yeah, right. I'm not sure I wouldn't. I'd call the cops. I hate to be that guy. I hate to be like Derek Van Orten, but I'd be, get off my lawn.
But here's the really cool part and the serious part. In 2018, and I can't say these words, not because they're bad, I just can't pronounce them. He says he suffered a rare condition known as, I'll try it, central pontine melanosis, an impact in the brainstem from a rapid correction of sodium levels in his body. He lost nerve function in his arms, legs, and vocal cord, spent a month at physical rehab. He was discharged in a wheelchair and endured 6 months of physical therapy before he could run again. And if that isn't bad enough, he also suffers from avascular neurosis. Essentially, it's bone death at the hip end of his femur. It's already partially collapsed, but it probably is healing a hip replacement at some point. But here's a guy who had all that happen, and instead of sitting around feeling sorry for himself, he said, I'm gonna bring some awareness and have some fun with this. And he does all this on social media for fun, and I just think that's a great spirit to have.
Yeah, it's a good spirit to have.
Right?
I still think, though, if you're his neighbor and the guy's running 700 times around your roundabout, you're thinking about getting out your shotgun.
Oh, my good Lord. Says, have you ever
Maybe not your shotgun, but I just...
Well, you go out there and you say, hey, what are you doing? And he's going to say, I'm running around 777
What are you doing? I'm running a marathon.
Right. For awareness.
It reminds me of a really off-color joke that I can't
tell. Well, don't say it. He asks, have you ever crushed a donut mid-marathon or armed your watering pack with foamy beer? Well, on Memorial Day, Youngberg showed up at Menards in Waukesha, adorned in construction gear, preparing for his next 26.2-mile adventure up and down the sidewalk in front of the popular Wisconsin hardware store. He says, quote, I'm definitely open to ideas. I feel like I have an image for what I want to do, though. Before I'm open to too many ideas, I want to carve out my own lane as the channel, his YouTube channel, is growing. I want to stick to the ridiculous ideas that I have. How about that?
I have one for him.
What's that?
He should run around Lambeau Field a marathon number of times.
I like that. I like that a lot, actually.
You know, that big block just circles. Right. Of course, he couldn't have anybody videotape him because the Green Bay Packers weren't allowed.
We found that out the hard way. Background.
We learned that the hard way.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, it's coming up on
50. I may be an NFL owner, but I don't have enough shtick to get that taken care of.
Trevi could not get us on Lambeau, no. Inside Lambeau. Very touchy about things up there. Let's do this quick. One second. Tell us what's new with your family for 30 seconds. Why do this?
What's new with my family?
I don't know.
We're in the process of wrapping up the school year, which Wisconsinites are all probably going through. Although Wisconsin might be out. You know, Virginia, they get out of school so late.
I think some of us. Yeah. Madison.
So we.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, it's the end of the school year, right? So they're ready to be done. The teachers are ready to be done. Like, so I don't even know why they're still going.
Has your daughter chosen a university yet? You've been on these university tours.
No. She's only a sophomore.
We're
planning on doing a little trip through. She likes the Big Ten ideas.
Oh, nice.
She's a big fan of Wisconsin. She could be an intern on the Todd Albaugh show.
I don't know if you talked about this last week since I wasn't here, but I hear that she has a pilot's license now.
Yeah, she does. She got her learner's permit, and she went over Memorial Day weekend flying. My wife went as the passenger.
She asked which
one of us wanted to go. I said, you know what? I have like 2 million miles on United. Erica can do that. I don't like small planes.
I know.
You know that guy, the other Aaron Zommers that we had last week?
Yeah.
The other guy? Yeah.
The AI version.
The AI Aaron?
Yeah.
Yeah. He wasn't as engaging as this one.
That's not true.
Are we going to play? Are we going to get around to this? Are we going to get around to this or that?
All right. I do because.
The other guy didn't get the camel on time. Zommers never misses with the camel.
All right. Time once again for what's
worse. He knows what I'm talking about when I say, are we playing this or that?
Let's go.
The choice is yours.
You can get with this or you can get with that.
Yes, time once again for What's Worse. Nothing to give away, no prize money involved, but it is your chance to have your voice heard all across the state of Wisconsin. All right, let's get to it. Category today from our wonderful writers. And boy, I don't know. I trivia this will resonate with you. The category today, what's worse, awake in the middle of the night or oversleeping? Awake in the middle of the night or oversleeping? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. Aaron watching us, not our own Aaron Zommers, another Aaron watching us on YouTube. We appreciate that, Aaron, says, I love the show, watching from South Milwaukee. Thanks, Aaron. We appreciate that. We did a show there last year with Kreitlow down in South Milwaukee at the high school down there. Great facility, by the
way.
Absolutely. Yeah. So
keep waiting for us on this next tour. We've got to do it from somebody's backyard.
All right. Well, we'll do that.
A listener's backyard.
A listener's backyard.
The other Aaron would be willing to host us.
855-75.
Aaron, we're a lot of fun. And we're even more fun if you had us in South Milwaukee.
Absolutely. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Awake in the middle of the night or oversleeping? What's worse? Trigby? About a minute left or so. Any thoughts on you're not a morning person.
Yeah, I have
person.
A thought.
Yeah.
This is why the name of the show should be not what's worse, but this or that, because this one actually is a three-part question, this or that or that. There is oversleeping, there is awake in the middle of the night, or there is I cannot fall asleep.
Well, okay, sure.
But since I don't have that option... Oh, man.
But if you can't fall asleep,
I oversleep all the time, and honestly, I don't really mind oversleeping because I'm a consultant. You got a problem, I got a plane to catch. So I would say awake in the middle of the night is worse.
That's right. Trigby Olson doesn't have a real job, so what does he care if he oversleeps? Except when we're on the road and we're waiting in the lobby at 9:30. Where's Trigby?
Yeah, that's true. The farm boy in Todd is up at 4 a.m. to milk the cows.
I would say I'm up at 4 a.m., but, you know, we got a schedule to keep. What's worse, awake in the middle of the night or oversleeping. 855-752-4842. Come on back. We'll discuss this, politics, and Pride Month and how it relates to the Packers. Stay with us.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio WXCO, home of the Big High School Sports Show.
Medicare loses about $60 billion annually to fraud, errors, and abuse. June 2nd through the 8th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Learn more by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. June is Pollinator Month, and some Wisconsin lawmakers have introduced a package of bills to protect our bees, butterflies, and other insects. The bills would prevent the DNR from using a class of pesticides called neonicotinoids, which are known to harm pollinators. It would also prevent retailers from labeling plants as pollinator-friendly if they've been treated with high levels of pesticides. Great Lakes fisheries could struggle under budget cuts. President Trump is pushing Congress to eliminate the entire biological research program at the U.S. Geological Survey. The ecosystem mission area monitors and conducts research on fish and wildlife populations in the Great Lakes and beyond. If passed, federal wildlife and fisheries research centers across Wisconsin would be shuttered. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into environmental issues across the state, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
I was stuck in a state of panic and endless rituals, so I made the call.
Mental health care works when you make the call. Visit mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
In times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be.
Welcome back to the Tom Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Little Beatles there. I'm telling you, I don't want to go into the whole, it's 23 minutes past the hour, by the way. Machines are going to be our downfall. AI is going to be our downfall. When we let machines start
you,
picking
AI
the music.
Whiffed, AI trigged the whiffed on that one.
Yeah, yes. 100%.
Terrible.
AI trigged.
But I will tell you, I said to it, what should it play for the next one? And I'm pretty sure that like our regular listeners, including L.A. Tom, are going to be like, boy, AI Trigby hit Trigby on that one.
Real Trigby would have done a better job. One. All right, we're asking.
No, the real Trigby, the next one is real Trigby.
All right. We're right in the middle of what's worse category today. Awake in the middle of the night or oversleeping. Awake in the middle of the night or oversleep. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Or you can text us on the Civic Media app. On the just download it and click on one of the stations and text us your thoughts. Or on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. Aaron, watching us on YouTube, says, awake in the middle of the night is worse when you know that you have to work at 6 a.m. Boy, howdy. I've been there before. Yeah, absolutely. Let's see here. Off of the text line right now, we have Michael, who is listening to us on WMDX, but is in Tosa, says oversleeping is worse. That means you're late for something. Yeah, usually. I've certainly been there. Philip, listening to us in Beaver Dam on WMDX up in the middle of the night ends up making you oversleep. Thank you, Philip. We appreciate your listenership. Diane, here in Madison, listening on WMDX, says awake in the middle of the night is worse. Thanks, Diane. Judy, in beautiful Lodi, Wisconsin, listening on MDX, says, I hate oversleeping because then I worry that I'll be late for work. It throws me off all day. Being awake in the middle of the night just means I'll be really tired, but I will at work. It doesn't matter during the weekend, only the work week. Judy from Lodi. And Conrad up in Green Bay. Is this our Conrad?
Sure is.
Conrad, the producer of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, in which I will be appearing tonight at 7:20. I'm going to be given a Wisconsin quiz.
Is that so? Did you read his text?
Of which I do not know. I was giving him props. And here it is. Conrad says, is it true that Todd will be joining Nightlight tonight at 7:20 to face off? I didn't know it was a contest against Pete in a very special Nightlight quiz. Now, that sounds like a show you wouldn't want to miss. Yes, with the shameless plug. Yes, it is. Now, I didn't know I was going to be pitted against Schwabba, but tune in tonight at 7:20. Schwabba will probably kick my posterior, but that's okay. What else we have here? Jason in West Dallas, watching on YouTube, says, awake at the middle of the night is worse. I have a hard time going back to sleep. That's Jason in West Dallas. And finally, Scott in beautiful Green Bay, Wisconsin, home of your Green Bay Packers, of which Mr. Olson is an owner, on GBW says, oversleeping, unless it's your wedding day. I feel like there's a story there, Trigby. Like, oversleeping is worse unless it's, maybe he meant like the day after your wedding.
Who knows? I don't know.
Because those are two very different things, right, Trigby?
100%. I'm not quite sure where he's going with that.
Did you guys have a big wedding? We've never talked about this.
Well, by Lithuanian standards, yeah, it was pretty big. We got married in Vilnius. It was kind of an event.
Wow.
Press showed up. Seriously.
Press
showed up. Because my wife's job. Right? Yeah. It was whatever. But yes, it was right by a medieval castle. It was very cool.
Mm-hmm. Wow. A medieval castle. Mm-hmm. Boy,
we had fireworks. If I'd have known how good it was at a time in Lithuania where you could get really cool stuff for pretty reasonable amount. I had fireworks. Yeah, it was pretty cool. If I'd have known how good the fireworks were going to be, I'd have upped the budget line for fireworks. I like fireworks.
My sister, if I remember right, they had fireworks, a little fireworks night at their wedding. So yeah, it's always
that's cool. Yeah, fireworks are cool.
They are. They're very cool. Matt listening to us in Middleton. One of our great folks out there. Matt's dad was called in yesterday. That was a lot of fun.
That's true. Yeah.
Matt says, oversleeping is worse as there are repercussions with work or missing an appointment, as awake at night can be fixed with some push-ups and a book.
Not a little winky face emoji.
And he gives a winky face at the end.
It was all innocent until there's the winky face.
That's right. All you need is a few push-ups and a book.
Yep,
and,
that's
that'll relax you and put you right to sleep. That's the best text of the day. I like that one a lot. All right, Somers, awake in the middle of the night or oversleep?
I gotta say oversleeping. I've had a problem with that. It's not as bad anymore. But that's mostly because I work later in the day, not because anything's actually changed.
That's true.
There were a couple times when I produced shows at 6 that I wake up. I'm like, wow, I feel unusually well rested. Oh, crap. I see the sun. It was not good.
Not good. I would say, yes, the same thing for me. Oversleeping is worse because it generally means I'm late for something, either an early flight or when I used to do sign-on shifts at RCO and Richland Center. There were a couple of times when it came pretty dang close to Todd not being on the air in time.
Right.
So, yeah.
As some people have said, if you are up late at night and you know you're not going to get sleep, you can still get to work. You'll be tired. Just drink some coffee and take a nap that day. You'll live and you won't get fired.
And Trigby, you voted for what one again?
Awake in the middle of the night.
Yeah, awake in the middle of the night.
Because of his unique schedule.
Because he doesn't care if he oversleeps.
That's not
true. What are they going to do, Todd?
I don't like it when I oversleep. But
It's one of my favorite lines of Trigby. What are they going to do, Todd? All right, come on back. We'll talk about some serious things. Trigby has a new Substack, which is exciting. And Vince Lombardi was one of the early champions of equal rights in the state of Wisconsin. We'll discuss that as well. It's the Todd Allbowl Show for Wednesday across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Bull Falls Radio, WXCO. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
When we are watching the crop markets, we are also always watching the weather. They tend to go hand in hand. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and market advisor John Heinberg is here with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend to tell us why the weather may be causing the market prices to move past planting season.
So the market's really probably kind of moved past the planting pace, and something were to dramatically change here in the next couple of weeks. Biggest focus right now, and it's what's been weighing on these prices, has just been the weather. I mean, you wake up this morning, you look at the radar, and there is areas that need rain are getting rain, and basically the entire Corn Belt's got a swath of green working its way across it this morning. So that just makes it real hard for money flow and end users to be buyers of corn here, as well as any of the other grains, just because of the quality of the crop and where we're at in terms of this weather forecast for the next week or so.
Once again, that's John Heinberg with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend. We'll take a look at those closing markets coming up next.
Pancakes, potatoes, sausage, eggs, oh my. Come hungry to the Marquette County June Dairy Breakfast on Sunday, June 8th at Slowey Farms on Evergreen Avenue in Westfield. In addition to breakfast, enjoy live music, farm tours, a petting zoo, and kid games. You can also try your luck at bingo. Breakfast and activities start at 7 a.m. at Slowey Farms on Evergreen Avenue in Westfield on June 8th. For full event details, see our event on Facebook.
Attention farmers and ranchers. The Can-Am Ag and Business Program wants to reward hardworking folks like you. Head to your local Can-Am dealer to find out how you can get extra coverage on top of the current offers on select Can-Am Defender and Outlander models. If you've had your eye on a new Can-Am ATV or side-by-side, now's the time to get yours. Visit your local Can-Am dealer today and add a true game changer to your roster. Conditions apply. See dealer for details.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and now let's see how the markets look on the close this Wednesday. It is a tale of two stories today, with cash corn up a quarter of a penny at 438 and three quarters, and new crop corn up 5 1/4 cents at 443 and three quarters. Cash soybeans up 4 1/4 at 1045, with new crop soybeans up 3 1/2 cents at 1025. July wheat contracts are up 7 1/4 cents at 543 and a quarter. Class 3 milk has seen some losses today, with July contracts down 33 cents at 1889 a hundredweight, and August contracts down 19 cents at 1911 a hundredweight. 40-pound blocks did not see any movement today, sitting at 193 and 3 quarters. And butter closed up 6 cents at 256. With a look at your closing markets from the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
We are going to have a little more of that Canadian wildfire smoke in the air into this afternoon, but it's actually going to get better here later today and into later this week. Mostly sunny this afternoon, mid to upper 70s for a high tonight, clear low of 51 tomorrow, sunny with a high of 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the global cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Lily Roberts, she is from the Center for American Progress Action Fund.
They're trying to pretend that this bill would be good for the working class because of this really small carve out to our tax laws. The no tax on tips piece does not at all even come close to addressing the problem of wages in this country. You know, a third of workers who work for tips in the first place don't make enough money to pay taxes at all.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Chicago-based stand-up comedian Brian Hicks and Civic Media-based talk show host Todd Alba, who will take a Nightlight quiz. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Wisconsin, and are outside at the right time at the right moment when Trigby flies into the Twin Cities and drives over the St. Croix Bridge into Wisconsin, that'll be blaring out of his windows as he comes into Wisconsin.
100%.
Joining us from the Tony suburbs of Arlington in our nation's capital, Trigby Olson, senior advisor. I knew that would make him upset. Senior advisor of the Lincoln Project, a former Republican like myself and a good old Wisconsin boy like me as well. Trigby, we'll turn it to a little bit to a more of a serious note here. Lots of politics to get to. Just a quick one. I don't want to spend a lot of time on this, but one of our listeners wanted you to comment. We talked about this when it happened here a couple of days ago. Iowa Senator Joni Ernst over the weekend held some sort of a town hall. I guess give her a little bit of credit for facing the public. Sean, this is from Sean in Richland Center, one of our great listeners on WRCE, says he says, I still say Joni Ernst is worse as far as what's worse. Love to hear Trigby's thoughts. So those that don't know, Joni Ernst, U.S. Senator from Iowa, Republican, holds a town hall and talking about the budget going through Congress right now. And someone yells out, because of these cuts in Medicare, people are going to die. And Joni Ernst very matter-of-factly says, well, look, we're all going to die. And then, to make matters worse, she records, films a quote-unquote apology in a cemetery in which she condescendingly says, oh, I really apologize for telling people that we're going to die. I'm glad I didn't have to address the tooth fairy. And then goes on to bring in her faith in a weird way as well. What was your take on this, Trigby? Lean forward if you can.
I mean,
please.
It's kind of right up there, honestly. Like her response on that. First of all, she's standing there taking a selfie with her phone, going on and on about overstating the obvious. And I don't, you know, I posted on my Substack, which is free and always will be, and I guess you get what you pay for in terms of Substack.
It's good stuff.
At least mine. But thanks. I posted after Biden announced he had cancer. You know, where there were all these people that were like saying awful things about it. It's like, where is the humanity in all of this?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like how have we gotten to a place that there are people? A man says he has stage 9 or like 9 out of 10.
Mm-hmm.
Prostate on the
PSA
cancer.
Scale, yeah.
People
so
are
stage
not
4.
Being nice about it.
Right.
And Joni Ernst, you know, somebody asked a question out of concern, a constituent, and she gives a dumb answer, and then she doubles down on it. Like, I don't know. You know, and I know Joni a little bit. She's not a bad person, but this is what crazy does. It leads to more crazy.
And where's
makes
her staff?
Good people crazy.
I mean, we're both former congressional staffers. Where's the staff? I mean, that had that whole thing in the cemetery, that was not random. They planned that. Who on the staff says, yeah, Senator, that'll be great? Isn't anybody saying, Senator, this is a bad idea?
Yeah, I don't know. No, that's you weird. Would think.
855.
Like, I don't know who came up with that.
855-752-4842. Ollie in the North Woods. Ollie, always a pleasure to have you call in. You had a question for Trigvy.
Yes, I do. Well, I'll start with Trigvy's question. I would like to know if he is planning on joining the June 6th United for Veterans rally in Washington, D.C.
You know, that's a good
question. It's a bipartisan rally.
I think I might. I did recently, you know, I think their veterans leader, it's Dan Barkoff's group. I did his podcast recently and he was talking about it. I need to go back, to be honest. It isn't, I knew that it's happening. I don't know a lot of details, but I think it would be a good thing. I probably will try and take my daughters down to it if we can.
I hope so, and I hope that to get the word out for everybody, they are going to be, I heard they are going to be doing some live streaming of the event, and cool. I hope that that will be available, but you can look it up on Google, on the Google.
Exactly. Well, I can shoot Dan. I need to shoot Dan, and I can shoot Dan a text and see. But I know they're in the middle of it, and I think it will be a pretty big event. Of course, then the other thing that's coming up is the parade, the Trump parade.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
and
that's why
I gotta say, I'm trying to get. I'm gonna try and get out of Dodge for that.
Well, that's why I'm hoping that this parade will be bigger than Trump's parade, and that this protest and it coincides with the D-Day commemoration on the 6th. So yeah. I think it's a very good thing to support our veterans who have given 100%. So much and are getting so little.
Yeah, yeah. Really, really well said, Ollie.
Yeah. 100%.
Thank you so much for calling in and talking about this. 855-752-4842. Our friend Troy out in Mount Horeb calling in. Troy had a question or a comment about Senator Ernst from Iowa.
Do you really think she has people telling her no for anything?
Good question.
Just like Trump, you know, get rid of the people who would tell me this is a bad idea and I'm going to do whatever I want.
That's actually a great question, because Trigvy and I have both been legislative, state, and federal staffers, and I don't know, Trigvy, how the people you worked for, but the people I worked for generally like to have at least a couple of people on staff who would really be honest, not in public, but in the car or behind closed doors, and say, look, I'm going to argue why you shouldn't say this or why you shouldn't do this. Is that even a thing anymore?
Well, I mean, typically successful politicians have people who can tell them no and who can go to them and say, you know, be checks on, listen, all of us do stupid stuff at different times, right? And you want to have people who are going to tell you, maybe you need to think about it. You're going to pause and think. And, you know, part of being in leadership is sometimes you have to do things that other people maybe are not advising you to do. But in Ernst's case with that, I mean, I don't know who came up with it on her staff. I don't know who probably said, you know, when you're digging a hole, stop, don't grab a shovel and keep digging. She grabbed a shovel and kept digging. And, you know, I, having met her on a few occasions and having talked to her, she's not a bad person, but I just think this is what crazy does. It just leads to more crazy. And so it may be that she doesn't have anybody that's telling her that, or it may be that she really wants to be in the U.S. Senate and or Secretary of Defense or whatever, and she's willing to, you know,
We had a story. I don't want to go through this all again, but just really quickly, we had a story yesterday where this guy who's an immigrant, there's questions whether he's documented or not in Milwaukee. He was arrested because for allegedly threatening Trump's life with a letter. Turns out it was a guy who assaulted him, who is in jail, that set him up. And then Kristi Noem says on the same day they found out this guy was set up, she posts the guy's picture and says, well, this is the person that tried to kill Trump. And none of it was true.
And to your point, Trivi, I think it's taking the crazy from the top, the Trump craziness, and everybody underneath him in his administration, in the Republican Party, they look at that and say, oh, that's the way to win elections. That's the way to get, you know, the base riled up, is to do this crazy stuff. I think it starts with Trump.
I think a lot of it does. It you know, I talk about that in one of the Substack posts too that I've seen around the world, right? It's normalization of what and it's why character matters so much. You know, in fact that post I did yesterday was character is the first thing to go and the last thing that matters. And the truth of the matter is, you know, at the end of the day, when you're looking at who you're going to vote for or who you're going to let into your life, the first and most important thing is character. Because, you know, it's why it matters more than policy. It matters more than, you know, anything else. Is it somebody whose character you can trust? And I just think normalizing bad behavior, normalizing bad character, normalizing grift and whataboutism is just, it's on the rise. And so then you have people who are, you know, look at Lindsey Graham, right?
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure if McCain were still around, he'd be like, I don't even recognize this guy. But that's what this stuff does. It infects.
I was going to say, it's like an infection physically in our bodies. We're talking with Trygve Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project. Check out his new Substack. Zomers was so kind to put it up there again. You can check out his great work there, Trygve Olson. That's T-R-Y, G as in George, V as in Victor, E, Olson with an O-N, .substack.com, TrygveOlson.substack.com. What got a couple minutes left here before the break, Trygve. What made you want to do this? And is there a theme in these Substack posts?
I didn't want to do it. The only reason that I avoided it at all costs, and I had people saying, oh, you got to get on Substack. I'm like, the reason I did it is because I kept getting asked to do these Substack lives, and to do a Substack live, you have to be on Substack. Which is pretty smart, interesting right. business model by Substack. So, I promised some people that I would do that. So I had to get on Substack. And then I was like, well, if I'm going to be on Substack, I guess I got to produce some things. And I was thinking about it. You know, there's so many people on Substack that are all about the outrage machine. And it honestly, it's like Fox News or any of the outrage. It's easy to have a business model that's based on just agitating and, you know, trying
hate
to rev people
and,
up.
Yeah,
it's what
right.
Donald Trump,
right.
hate, fear, like whatever. And I'm like, I don't want to do that. So I called my Substack Searching for Hope. And every day I write about democracy or about things from my life. I called it Searching for Hope because Vilta, who was my first daughter, who was stillborn, she would have been 19 this year. Her name means hope for the future in Lithuanian. And I thought, well, we all need some hope at a time when fear is on the rise. So I wrote this first post, and crazily enough, I had about, I don't know, 200 people. I posted it on Facebook and said to my peeps back in Wisconsin that I was doing this. I had like 200 of them sign up for it. And then I was like, well, now I'm stuck. I've got to write these things. So I started writing every day. And, you know, now I've got 1,000 people who are doing it. And I discovered that you can look at who are the people that are following you. And I'm like, now I've got all these prominent people. So it's like an average people and all these people back home. And so I'm like, all right, well, if people are interested in what I'm saying, I guess I'll use that as a voice. As I said, a lot of people are using it as a business model. I'm not charging anybody, nor will I ever charge people, because a lot of what I write about is my experiences with people who are literally, you know, living in places where they don't have the right to vote and freedom and all these things. And like, why would I want to profit off of that?
Yeah. Again, check it out. TrygveOlson.substack.com. I love the fact you can bring awareness and motivate people with hope instead of just rattling people's cages every day. I love that. I absolutely love it. Come on back. We will talk Packers, Pride, and Trygve Olson. It's the All Balls Show across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network. Summer. It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then listen in for the keywords during the 7 and 11 a.m. hour and 2 and 4 p.m. hour. Text in the keyword and get set to win. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. We've been revisiting election denial hotspots this week, 5 years after the 2020 election. Monday, June 9th, a civil trial begins against MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell, accused of defaming former Dominion Voting Systems election security expert Dr. Eric Coomer. Coomer, former director of product strategy and security for Dominion, found himself accused in a conspiracy theory claiming Coomer admitted rigging the election and his life was threatened. Broadcasters, podcasters, Lindell, and others allegedly repeated the claim, resulting in Coomer bringing 5 suits, 2 in Denver District Court and 3 in Federal District Court. 2 defendants, far-right broadcasters OAN and Newsmax, settled their cases with Coomer. Others tried to use Colorado statute giving courts the power to dismiss meritless defamation cases where defendants prove they are exercising free speech. So far, the courts have found for Coomer, and his cases were allowed to go forward. Lindell told The Bulwark that he would be taking the stand in his defense. The witness list also reportedly includes former Mesa County, Colorado clerk Tina Peters, convicted of giving unauthorized access to the county's Dominion ballot tabulators to investigators tied to Lindell. Lindell told a D.C. federal court in April he could not afford the judgment in the case he lost to voting systems company Smartmatic. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cows' milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant. 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Celebrating our dairy farmers with this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 8 minutes before the hour of 4 o'clock at the top of the hour. ABC and CBS News, depending upon which of our great stations you're listening to across the network. Little weather check for you. Brittany Merlot apparently under the weather, sending out warm wishes to her. Brittany, feel better soon. One of our great meteorologists, other ones, will fill you in on the weather. And then our fantastic sports reporter, Mr. Mike Clemens, will be along with a sports report. And then stay tuned, Maggie Dawn across the state of Wisconsin, the Maggie Dawn Show every afternoon 4 until 6. And then at 6 o'clock, it's the Schwabinator, Pete Schwabba, and Nightlight from 6 until 8. Going to be a great time. I'm going to be on the show, always excited when I get to be on Nightlight at 7:20 tonight. And Pete and I thought this was just a quiz I was going to take, but apparently it is a Pete versus Todd Wisconsin-based quiz. I'm looking forward to it in nervous anticipation. So listen tonight, Pete Schwabba from 6 until 8. Right now we have Trigvy Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project with us. Enough of politics for today, Trigvy. Well, I guess it kind of ties in. It is you're a Green Bay Packer owner, one of a few. And it happens to be Pride Month. I have what I consider one of my favorite Pride Month t-shirts. This is when I worked back at L.L. Bean. It's kind of their logo in different colors. It's classy, in my opinion. So I enjoy that. It's Pride Month.
I just thought it's a nice shirt, Todd.
It is. It is.
Exactly.
By,
classy.
It was nice. It was made specifically for Pride Month back at L.L. Bean.
Oh. Yeah, well, that's cool.
Yeah, it is cool. So one of the things I think that gets overlooked, Joe from Madison talked about this a few weeks ago on the show, but here now, according to NFL Films, is a not according to, it is a clip from the late, great coach of the Packers, Vince Lombardi. Maybe a lot of people don't know this, but he actually fought for gay players like Ray McDonald to be treated as equals, was an early advocate and ally. Here is Coach Lombardi on what he thinks of equality.
It's lesser known about Vince Lombardi. For his era, he was well ahead of the national norm on racial tolerance, tolerance on gender issues, lifestyle issues. If you could play and play his way, he wouldn't care if you were green or what you did in your private life.
The bloody baptism of America's gay rights movement took place in June of 1969 during New York's Stonewall riots. Reflecting the nation's hostile environment towards people like Washington fullback Ray McDonald.
Correctly, in a Look magazine article, you said that if you had a chance, you would have picked Ray McDonald the year that the Redskins picked him. Is that correct?
That is correct. I can say in retrospect now that Ray McDonald was the number one pick on our draft list.
And Lombardi, when he came, understood that Ray McDonald was gay. And Lombardi wanted to give him every benefit of the doubt and every chance, and said to one of his assistant coaches, George Dixon, if I find any coach challenging McDonald's manhood, they'll be fired immediately.
Well, I think in that regard, my dad was a little bit ahead of his time in that his brother Harold was gay. So I think he had an open mind.
That, according to NFL Films, a clip there from one of their profile pieces. Trigvi, I just love the fact that Lombardi didn't make a huge deal out of it. It was just like, look, you're a Packer first, and anybody who picks on him, I don't care whether it's gay or being a black person, they're out of here. I'm just not going to tolerate it. And it's simple, it's straightforward, and I love his attitude on it.
I mean, it's the attitude that we should all live with, right? Like, I mean, people spend too much time digging and caring about what other people are doing with their lives. Like, I'm very libertarian in that way, I think. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't know why we've gotten that way. I mean, has it always been that way? I guess, you know, I think about that a lot, right, Todd? Because, you know, you get all these people who cite we the people. Mm-hmm. We the people. We the people. You know, like Derek Van Odwin, Scott. Right. Walker, Badger Boys State Walker, right? But the truth of the matter is, it's in order to form a more perfect union. It's an ongoing endeavor, and I don't understand this. People spending all this time scrutinizing everybody else and why we've gotten that way.
Yeah,
just
agree.
Live your life.
I want to go to the phone lines quickly. About a minute and a half left here, but Joe, who originally brought this up on the show, is calling in. Joe, thanks for listening, and thanks for calling in.
Yeah, thanks for bringing this up again. I think it's a Wisconsin story that can't be repeated enough for us to understand where we come from. I mean, one of our greatest heroes is somebody, an ordinary guy, Italian-American out of New York City, who experienced great discrimination at that time when he was growing up simply by being an Italian-American. And his love for his brother is part of what propelled him to understand what it was like for gay people and the enormous, enormous difficulties they went through. What he did was that he was more than a football coach. He was also a civil rights leader in our state. You know, he led the right to have fair housing. He worked with Father Grappi out of Milwaukee for that. And he challenged the business owners in Green Bay to say, if you don't seat my black players, my white players are not going to be coming to your restaurant, to your hotel. Mm-hmm. It was, you know, back in the early 60s, he was pushing this in Green Bay. Right. This is a leader. This is us. And we can look to this history with great pride and use it as we propel ourselves forward. Thanks a lot for bringing it up again, Todd. It can't be told enough.
Thank you, Joe. Really appreciate it. And again, Joe was the one, the person that brought it up originally. But again, Trigvi, we go all over the state with this show. Once again, as if we needed more reasons, part of what makes Vince Lombardi and the Green Bay Packers, part of what makes Wisconsin great.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, think about Vince Lombardi, how Catholic he was.
Yeah.
Right?
Right. Yeah.
That should be an inspiration for everybody.
It really should. Even though now the Pope is a Bears fan.
What's that about?
What's that about? Trivia Kit, thank you for making time for us today. Also, Pat Kreitler, listen to him every morning, 6 until 9. And Parker Olson as well. Zomer's doing a great job, as always, to all of you for listening. Maggie Dawn is next. Todd Allball, say whatever you're fighting for, whatever you are fighting for or working towards. Or
whatever you believe in.
That's right. It's the meds. Keep banging your drum. Where's the Kleenex, Zomer's? We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio. WXCO 1230 AM. W255DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Federal authorities have arrested a Washington man and accused him of providing chemicals to the suspect in the Palm Springs Fertility Clinic bombing last month. CBS's Jonathan Bigliotti on what led them to Daniel Park.
Online chats played a critical role, shipping documents and, of course, travel itineraries, ultimately leading police to Park. They also had not just the communications, but the shared ideology.
President Trump spoke to Russian President Putin today about the war in Ukraine. Analyst Beth Noble.
President Trump called his talk with President Putin a good conversation, but said it won't lead to immediate peace.
The aid distribution group in Gaza, backed by the U.S. and Israel, has temporarily paused operations after many Palestinians were killed. In London, protesters called for an arms embargo against Israel.
Palestinian lives do matter, and everybody here is saying that if you're a human with a conscience, you cannot watch a genocide.
CBS News Brief, I'm Cammie McCormick.